Yahana behen. My, what's the lashon if it says somebody should have hanor from it? My, the nehevi kula matana komar. Does it mean to say he should get the whole thing for present? Or do malatani minayu midi komar. Just means to say he could have a little enjoyment from it, but he does not mean to give it to him for present. Yiru ben mau. If he says, look at it, mau. Yamed ben mau. Stand in my property. Yishem ben mau. Teiku. This is a sophist talk. What does he mean? If a shchimra says this lashon to somebody else, you can enjoy my property, like you could rest in it, you could stand there, does it mean to give it to him for present or not? That's like a take. That's like a mean to suffix. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Kuf Mem Tess of an Aleph on top. The shallow was of a Shchiv Meira, a person right before he's dying. He says Loshen of Yahana Bohen. He says a Loshen of that somebody else should have enjoyment from his property. That's what he said. So, Mahi, what does it mean to say? To Nehevi Kulo Matona Koma. Does it mean to say I want this person to have a Batarasa Matona? I want to give this person a present. I'm giving him a Matona. Or Dilma, maybe Lishani Minayo Midi Koma. I just mean to say he could have a little pleasure, that's all. The guy could have a little pleasure, but not more. Says to Shaila, Peshchid Nura says to somebody, you can have enjoyment for my property. What does it mean to say? Does it mean to really give it to him a present, the matna Shchid Nura, so the person owns it? Or do we say, no, he only means to say, the person can have enjoyment, that's all, he has a right to sit there. But not that I mean to give it to him as a present. What about Yerobohen Maho? And the Shchid Nura says, listen, I want this person to see my property. What does it mean to say mahu? Does it mean to say see and keep it? I'm giving it to you for a present, or just means come and see, but not that I'm giving it to you. Yamud behem mahu. What about if the shchimura says, listen, you could stand in my property, or else yishin behem mahu. What about if the shchimura tells somebody you could rest yishon, like rest or lie down on my property? Mahu. What does the shchimura mean? Is that alone called a matna shchimura, that it means to give it to you for a present and you have a right to use it, own it? Or maybe no, all we meant to say is that you could lie down on my property, but not that I mean to give it to you. So take Sarka Shaila, what these lishaynis mean, what did the shchimura mean? So shosofik. Iboilihu, I have a question like this now. Iboilihu. Mocha kol nechosav mahu. What's going to be if this shchimura, he was on his dying bed, they thought he was going to die, and up until now we're talking about that he gave a present. He gave away all his nechosim for a present to somebody else. And there the Mishnah said that on the tzad that he gets well, he has the right to retract and take it back, because he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die. But on the tzad that he's going to get well, he never meant to give it away. That was by a present. Now what about the mochar? Let's say the Shchimura sold all his property, Mocha kol nechosav mahu, and then later the Shchimura becomes well, he becomes better. Does he have a right to retract or not? That's the Shaila. Some Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Im Omad, if he becomes well, ain't a chayzer? No, he can't retract. A mecha, selling your property is worse than giving it away for present. When you give it away for present, there we say for sure you only meant to give it away because you thought you're going to die. But on the tzad that you're going to live, you never meant to give it away. But if you sold it, there we say no, a person really means it, and even though he gets well, still the sale took place. That's what he said one time. But now the Gemara says, but the Zimnin sometimes, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Im Omad Choyzer. Sometimes he said not like that, that the Shchimura, if it becomes well, Yishino Choyzer, he has the right to retract. So the Churitz Estira, what does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav hold? So Gemara says, "V'lei pligi is no machlekes here." I'll tell you, "Ho di esnayu lezuzi bi'enayu." If when the Shchimura sold all his property, he sold it for $1 million, and he still has the money on his, in his hands, he still has the money, and now he becomes well, he has the right to retract. He has the right to say, "Listen, I only meant to sell it because I thought I was going to die. Like I want to clean up shop before I die, and I'll leave over the money for my kids. They shouldn't have to worry about selling my property. But on the tzad that I got well, I never meant to sell it." So if the money is still here, he has the right just to give back the money, and he'll get back his property. But ho de parino b'chayvay, that that Rav Yehuda Morav says that the Shchimra cannot retract anymore, that's in a case when he sold his property with the money he used it to pay up his chayvis. So since he doesn't have the money around anymore, he used up the money, there we say no matter what, he really meant to sell it. Because we know why he sold it. He sold it because he owes people money, so he has to pay back the chayvis. So even on the tzad that he gets well, he can't retract, the sale is still a good sale. I boilu, I have a shadow like this. Shchiv meira shohoide maho. What's going to be, the guy's on his dying bed, he's very, very sick, and he admits now that he owes money to somebody else. Shohoide, he admits, as far as we know, this person owns all the property. He owns all his money, and now right before he's dying, he's admitting, he's being moida, that he owes, or the property belongs to somebody else. So do we believe the Shchimra or not? That's the Shaila. So Rashbam explains, the third line, he brought the Shchimra Shehoida. For Yomah B'choy, he says when he's sick, Sodeh, this field, the Mois Lolo, this, or this money, Shel Plenihain, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. For Yafo Pish, Yinu M'chzokim B'nechosim Alolo, Shainim Shaloi Soi Pleni, even though up until now, we always acted as if the property belongs to the Shchimra, not to that person. Yeah, but now that he admits it, what's the locha? Do we believe him or not? Me, I mean, once for Yeshuay McCain, Shlalash Biazbonov. Once for us, we do not believe him. He only saying this because he doesn't want his children, like, to think they're going to have such a big Yerusha. So he doesn't want to be Mashubiazbonov to satisfy his children. That's why he's saying it belongs to somebody else. But really, it's not true. I do maybe know. Keep him to the listen. The guy's admitting, since he himself admits that this property belongs to somebody else, maybe we believe him. That's the shayla. Or Shchimera Shohoidemau. Or Shchimera now admits that this property that we always thought belongs to him, he says no, it belongs to somebody else. Do we believe him or not? So Tashma, come and bring your proof. The Issa Giyura, there was a ger called Issa. To Hevilei Trace Alfi Zuzi Be'Rova, that he lent $12,000 to Rova. The kid, so Rova had $12,000 that belonged to this Ger Issa. Now, Rav Mori Bray, Issa got married. He got married to Shmuel's daughter, and he had a son. Now, the son of Rav Mori, Harosa Shla B'Gdusha, when the father first got married, lived with his wife, with Shmuel's daughter, he wasn't a ger, he was still a guy. He was only misgaya later after she became pregnant. That's called Harosai, the first Zera was Shleb Bigdusha. Veleidosa Bigdusha. But later on, when his wife became pregnant before she gave birth, then Esau became a Jew. He was misgaya. But I call upon him when he was in Israel, lived with his wife, he was a guy. So it comes out this son, true he's a Jew, because his wife was a Jew, but he doesn't yashin the father, because the father at that time was a guy, there's no din Yerusha to a guy. So now the question is, Issa was about to die now, and he wanted to make it somehow that his son Rav Mori will be able to own all this money that Rav is holding for him. So, Veheve Be Rav, and his son Rav Mori right now is in yeshiva. He wasn't around him. So Amar Rav, Rav said like this, Heichi nikninu Rav Mori, Lahani Zuzi. How could Rav Mori, he was the ger, how could Rav Mori, the son, be carrying this money? Again, right now, Rav was holding on to $12,000 that he owed Issa Giura. He owed to the ger Issa. And Issa was about to die now, Shchimra. And the halacha is, if he would die, there's no Yorshim, so therefore Rav would be able to hold on to the money. So Rav was talking it over, what could Issa, the ger, do now? What type of a kinyan could he do to make that his son should be able to own this money? He's like this, Ibi Yerusha, if you want to stop say that when Issa dies, his son Rav Mori should yashin him. So Mori says, no, Lav by Yerusha. He's not a by Yerusha. Because when the father, Issa, lived with his wife, he was still a goy. So the kid was Nizra then. The kid has no din Yerusha. By a goy, if the father is a girl and the mother is a Jew, there's no din Yerusha, the son does not yashin his father. And Rashi says, Ger lav bar raisu,
The Rachmona Afkar Elazar with the other Yechovim. The Torah says the children does not go after the father. So therefore, he doesn't yashin his father. If you want to say, listen, the father Esau is very sick now. So let him make a matna shchimura. Let him just say that I want that money to go to my son. And it's not worse if he's saying to give it to somebody else. There's such a parasha of a matnas shchimura that we have before the nutakonim of the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin said that a shchimura, when he says something, even though they do not make a kinyan, it's kimisum dami, as if it was given over. And not kadekach, even milva. There also this money that Rava owes him should be able to be given over to his son, the Torah of matna shchimura. So Mora says no. Kirusha shavu Rabbonin. After the Rabbanan said there's such a kinyan, Mata Shchimura, and there's a lach like Yerusha, go to the Taras Yerusha. So it says what? Kirusha, that the lach of the Rabbanan, that a Mata Shchimura only helps the Taras Yerusha Shavu Rabbanan. Therefore, Kolhechud, the Yisib Yerusha, Yisib B'matana. Somebody that's in the parish of Yerusha to another Jew, then there's a parish of a Mata Shchimura. But here, this ger, kol heichad leisib Yerusha, there's no parsha of Yerusha by ger, or at least in this case, leisib matana, there's no parsha of a matna shchimura. Therefore, the father Esau cannot give over this money that Rav is holding of him to his son with a matna shchimura. Vait ibe meshicha, if you want to say, listen, let my son come and make a meshicha. Let the father say, I want this money to belong to my son now, and let my son make a meshicha. Someone says, let's take a bay. Like we said before, the son was in the yeshiva. The son wasn't by them. The son wasn't here to make a kinyan meshicha. It's only Rav Mori, it's only Esau, the father, talking to Rav. Ibe chalipin. So good, even though the son is not here, let them make a kinyan chalipin though. So Rashi says, Leitzigabe means Ein ha mois bebeisa shel iser shiyuch lipn lei biyadai. Like the money was not in the house. The money was not in the house of Iser. So Iser cannot like make a meshicha to give it over to his son. So must okay, because the money was in Rabbi's house. Must is okay, even though the money is not here right now. Let Iser the father make a kinyan chalipin. Let him be makne the money to his son with the kinyan chalipin. So Mar says no. Ein matbeya nikta bechalipin. That's Gemara Bava Metzia we had, that you can't give over money with the kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin only helps on karka, on metalflim, not on money. So you can't give it over with the kinyan chalipin. For the Gemara iagav karka, good, so let him be makne some karka to his son, and agav, the karka will also give the money. Money could be given over with the kinyan agav. So Gemara says, no, less lay aria. We're talking about that the father, now this ger, did not own any property. He had no property. So he couldn't give over the property to his son. Iba maimut shloshton. Another case would be a kinyan of maimut shloshton. Let the three of them come together. Let the three of them be there together. And the three of them will be there together with the kinyan maimut shloshton. So then the father would tell Rava, I want you to give the money over to my son. And there's a kinyan maimut shloshton. So Rava said, now listen, Ishalach li loyaz linan. Like Rava was smart. Rava says, if he's going to call me to come down to this type of a kinyan, my mishloshtan, I'm not going to go. I'm smarter than that. I don't want the money to be given over to the son. Let the money stay with me and I'll keep it. So Rava says, I wouldn't go. A kinyan, my mishloshtan, is only if all three of them are there. So Rava says, if they would call me down, I wouldn't go. So the kids, more or less, if Issi was stuck, he could not get the money over to his son. Now the Gemara says like this. Maskiv lo Raviko bred Ravami. So Raviko, the son of Ravami, he asked a question like this, like in the Beis Medrash. Am I? What's the big shaila here? Again, the father Esau has money by Rav's house. It's not by him, it's by Rav. Rav owes him $12,000. And he wants the money to go to his son, which his son was, his father was a ger, so the son is not yashin him. So he wants the money to go to his son. So he asks, what's the big problem? V'loidei Iser. Let Iser come and be moida. Let him stam admit. Let him not have a kinyan hoidor. He's admitting, he's telling us right now, tahalem zuzit rav morininu, that this money belongs to my son. Let him just be moida. And if so,
This is a new type of a kinyan called oidaisa. Let my son own it with the kinyan oidaisa. That I admit that this money belongs to my son, that alone should be a good enough kinyan.
Rashi says, Yamaila Tim Sinya Shiyokal Ramon Liskar Zaloy Yoidisa, Shain Shah of Mori, Vyiskabem.
Let him stand be moid, let him make a kinyan Idisa.
So Mori says, Abahochi, since they were talking that way in the base of Medrash, Nofak Idisa Nabay Yisr.
That's what Issa Taka did. Issa made a kshtar Idisa. He wrote down in the shtar that he's admitting that this property belongs to my son. And that's what happened. That's the way his son was carrying the property.
So Gemara says, what happened was, Ikbid Rebbe, Gerebbe got a little bit angry.
Omri said like this, Ko migmere tainsa li inshi, umasbi li,
in the Beis Medrash, they're teaching people how to taina, how to complain, how to say things, speak up and does the like, and I'm losing out.
But this is the sort of the Gemara here, that there's such a kinyan of Edisa, that if a person admits that this property or this money belongs to somebody else, the taka belongs to that person. That person's claim is the kinyan Adisa. So by a matna shchimera, we see that when a shchimera is moida, when he admits that this property, this money belongs to somebody, there's such a kinyan like that. It's lav dafku with a matna shchimera, even by a shchimera, but it's not a new din matna shchimera. There's such a kinyan of Adisa. If you admit that this belongs to you, so l'maisa, you own it. How do you own it? It's not worse like a doyz badin kinegan dami.
You're admitting right now that it belongs to him, even though he never owned it until now. You right now are being admitting it. That in itself is a type of a kinyan. And that alone gives it over to him. He owns it. So the new type of a kinyan. If I want my chair to belong to you, there's a new type of a kinyan called Odisa. I just have to be moida. I have to admit and just say, I'm telling everybody, you should know this chair belongs to you. If I just say this chair belongs to you, there's this new kinyan Odisa, but Lamaisa it helps. So that's the Yishuv Tawa Shaila by Shchimira. If he's moida and says that the property belongs to somebody else, yes, we believe him, and the property belongs to them. Now the Gemara says, back to our Mishnah that said, Shaya Kaka Kolshu,